Thanks for tuning into Americana Music Profiles. The next episode starts right now.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Racine Parker grew up in Southern Oregon, but now lives just outside of Denver, Colorado. She rediscovered her passion for making music after graduating from college and decided to take a chance to pursue that full-time. So far, so good, with a few successful singles, on her way to her first full-length album later this summer. Racine is our guest on this edition of Americana Music Profiles.
Hi, Racine. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, man. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Good to talk to you. You are Oregon, right?
I'm from Oregon. I live just outside of Denver now, though, and I've been here just outside of Denver for almost exactly 4 years now.
Okay.
Which is kind of wild. Yeah, wow. Time's been flying.
That's cool. So you grew up in Oregon, though.
I did. I grew up in Southern Oregon, Klamath Falls, about 20 miles north of California, the California border, and that part of the woods.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So did you grow up with music as part of your family? Did you grow up around music?
I did. My dad is a singer-songwriter, and he was part of a local band in Klamath Falls for, I don't know, 20 years or so before they sort of went separate ways. But I grew up with him writing songs, and there was always music on. And my mom wasn't a musician herself, but the radio was always on. It just seems like my whole life was soundtracked by something. So definitely grew up with a lot of music around me all the time.
So when did you catch the bug yourself? How did that happen for you?
Great question. I love this question. I was just a little kid, and my dad had been gigging around. He'd been playing in, the local pizzeria and then some county fairs and things like that. And I got to go to, all of those ones. I didn't get to go to the bar gigs, of course, but the ones that I could go to, I went to and, watched him. And I thought, man, I want to do that. And he was so kind and, my dad, of course, and he'd bring me up on stage and I'd get to play the tambourine and I knew all the songs because I would go to his band. I'd go to his band practices. So I'd sing my little heart out up there. And I was like, man, this is a good time. This is a whole lot of fun. And so I started writing songs as a little kid. Like, I think the first full song I ever wrote, I was in third grade. And I remember it, which is kind of crazy. But it's about my little sister. And anyway, so I got it early, and as a kid, that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a rock star, and I moved away from that a lot as I got older, but that was definitely, if you were going to ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up as a little kid, that's what I thought I wanted to be.
So did you pick up an instrument of something that really you took to, guitar, piano? When did that begin musically for you?
I took piano lessons when I was in kindergarten, but it was short lived. My piano teacher moved and I didn't pick it up again. And I hated practicing. I hated it. And my parents would be like, you got to practice. And I was like, I don't want, throw these tantrums as just a little kid. And it wasn't until, I think it was in the fifth grade, I started taking guitar lessons. And those didn't last a long time, but the guitar stuck and I kept playing and I never really got that good, but it was something that I could always come back to, and I always did go back to.
Yeah.
And that's my main instrument now, is the guitar. I messed around with that piano not very long, but I love it now. I'm actually trying to get back into it. I've been trying to teach myself some piano again now that I'm older and actually want to practice.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's cool. So did you carry that with you? Did you do anything with that? I think I read where you were involved in athletics in high school and kind of went into an academic field in college. Did music go with you, or was it with you during those years?
It wasn't. And I think that's kind of what makes it so exciting to me now, is that as I got older, I really, really threw myself into sports and being part of, the sports were a big deal in our community. We had a pretty small town, and you know, everybody was in doing athletics. And so I threw myself into that, and also, you know, it was really important to me to get good grades. So I spent all my time in high school and in college focusing on the academics and also the sports. I played basketball in college, and I threw the javelin for our track team and in college. And so that took a lot of time, and I the music was kind of just floating around, kind of this enigma of a thing that, you know, every now and then I'd think about it and go, oh yeah, I missed that. But I never really turned to it until later in college, when I realized like that was something I had been missing a whole lot. So I was in choir in high school for a couple of years, but it wasn't quite the same as what I was interested in doing, which was writing songs and, and getting back to a place of, you know, that feeling that I had when I was a kid on stage with my dad. So it's a little different, but yeah, it wasn't there, and I'm glad to have spent the last several years kind of crawling back to it.
So what pulled you back in?
My senior year of college, I wrote a few songs that for the first time I thought, I think these are okay. I think I could share these with people. I think, you know, it might be worth doing. And so I sent them to my dad, and he's like, yeah, you gotta go record those. That'd be great. And so I went and started recording shortly after I graduated from college. And it was really just getting back to writing songs about, you know, I was really unsure about what I wanted to do with my, you know, my future. I'm coming up on college graduation, and I'm like, man, I don't know what I want to do with my life. And so I started writing about it, and that was not only cathartic, but also I think just a sign of like, oh, this is kind of maybe what you should do, since this is what you're turning to in these moments of doubt. So
yeah,
that's kind of how it started for real.
And that's been since when? When did you graduate?
I graduated in 2017. Okay. So it's been a while now.
Yeah.
It's been a while now.
So did you shift into your field of study professionally, or did you decide to just pursue music?
A bit of both. I was pretty sure I was going to be a doctor coming out of college. I, you know, did all of my college work with that in mind. And so I took the MCAT the summer after I graduated, and then I went to work for a medical school, OHSU in Southern Oregon. They had some rural programs that they were running, and I became part of that. So I went to work for a couple of years there, and at the same time I was recording music, and I had also started playing out. I started playing like little coffee shop gigs at a local brewery, and, you know, sort of just testing that out. And the longer I was doing it, the more opportunities that came my way, the more I realized, man, this is a whole lot of fun, and I don't know if this doctor thing's really for me. So I'm having a lot more fun making music than I am thinking about going to medical school.
Yeah.
So I did both. I went into it to make sure I wanted to do it, found out I didn't want to do it, and also, you know, turned to music along the way. So it kind of worked out for me, actually.
So you've been pursuing it basically full time now for a while, then a couple years anyway. It's kind of been your main focus.
Yes. Yeah. I've done a few things along the way, you know. I was a basketball coach for a few years. I was a substitute teacher for a few years, kind of just to help plug along. And I found a lot of joy in those places. But it's always been music as the thing that takes up the most real estate in my mind and my time. Mm-hmm. So
You actually recorded an EP, right?
I did in 2019. Okay. My first EP was called Tumbley Town, and it was several songs about, you know, kind of growing up where I did. And it was kind of my attempt to just get started. I just needed to get going.
Sure.
And it was a great, great foundation to lay. And then I released some more singles after that. And then at that time I was living in Oregon, and I had a band there. And so the guys in the band and I, we also started writing some songs. So we put together a little rock EP, three-song EP that we put out I think in 2020 or 2021. I don't know, it's all blurring together. But we put that out, and so that was a lot of fun. So there's been music coming out along the way, which has just been really fun to build on every year. So
I listened to a couple of the I, I pr- presume one of your current singles, and you've got this really nice Americana folky singer songwriter feel. Am I on target with that? And is that sound intentional for you? Is that the vibe that you really like?
Yeah, I think that if you're listening to the latest stuff, you're kind of along with me. You're figuring out what I want to sound like. I'm kind of coming into a sound that I feel is most authentic to me, most true to me.
Yeah.
In a way that isn't quite reflected in the early work, because again, the early work was just trying to figure stuff out, get started.
Yeah.
But now I feel like I am finding my voice a little bit, and that singer-songwriter, I love writing songs, and I like trying to get better at it. So I'm trying to put out some stuff that I feel like I've, you know, gotten better at recently. So definitely the Americana folky aspect is tied into, I think, songwriting pretty heavily. But I also love my stuff leans a little bit country. I grew up listening to country music, and I also love rock and roll and anything that kind of gets you moving. So my last song that I just put out, it's called Already Late. It's kind of got more of that upbeat, like there's heavy guitars and heavy drums and not heavy like heavy metal, but heavy for, I think, like, you know, the folks in your songwriter space.
Sure. Yeah.
But I kind of love sitting in the middle of all those genres, because those are all genres that I love to listen to and the kind of concerts I like going to. Mm-hmm. So
when you write, do you write with that style in mind?
I don't write with a style in mind. Maybe I should start. That might help me out. I've found that some of the songs I've written, especially the more upbeat ones, I kind of envision like what I would want to be doing if I was putting on, you know, a full band, big show. Like, what do I want the audience to be doing? Do I want them to be dancing? Do I want them to be listening, you know, so intently you could hear a pin drop? Like, what's sometimes I write with that in mind. But typically the writing starts for me just from trying to convey some sort of thing that I'm going through, or you know, something I'm experiencing in that moment. And then shortly after I kind of get that down, I start thinking, okay, how could people interpret this were going to listen to it,
you know,
turned up to 11, what are they doing? So
do you currently have a band, or are you when you play out, are you playing as a singer songwriter solo-ish kind of thing, or do you try to do the whole band thing?
You know, it's since I've lived in Colorado, which again has been about 4 years, it's only been solo acoustic shows and gigs. I've only done that. I haven't put together a group since I've been out here. Every year I'm like, okay, this is the year I'm putting together the group. We're really gonna get big here. But it just hasn't, I don't know, I just keep saying yes to these solo acoustic things, and it's been working out. And but back in, whenever I do shows back in Oregon, often I'll get together with the guys from the band that I played with back there, and we'll do a show or two a couple times a year, and it's so fun. And both are totally different energies, of course. And I would say I'm probably more partial to the band than solo acoustic, which is ironic since these days I'm only doing solo acoustic. So I don't know.
And you've got a couple singles out. You told me earlier you're releasing singles. I'm assuming all of this was with the intention of an album on the way.
It is. Yeah. My first full length project is it's on the way, and lots of singles leading up to it, trying to build as much momentum and give as many opportunities for new folks to join along the journey as I can, you know, like many different entry points of listening. So I'm hoping that by doing quite a few singles, I can create the space to invite people along, and that way when the album comes out, you know, I'll have somebody to share it with. So
do you have a ETA on that? What a plan for when you want to get that out to people?
I actually just this last week was looking at my calendar, and it's looking like it'll probably be early fall, late summer, probably about October-ish, beginning of October. I have plans to release a few more singles before then, so I'm going to keep doing that, and then hopefully sort of close out the last few months of the year with the album and talking about it, and then hopefully next year kind of getting on the road to actually play it in real time, in real life.
Yeah.
So
I was going to ask you, what does that look like for you? How do you envision that process of sharing the new music with a broader audience, tour, that kind of thing? What do you have? Are you thinking that far out?
I'm always thinking that far out. I don't know if it'll actually come to pass the way I have it in my head, but in my mind, I would be approaching it from a couple different facets. The first is definitely touring, kind of nailing down some regions and really going out and trying to meet people out there. I find that I love that anyways. I love putting on shows. I love playing live. Like, it's one of my favorite parts of what I get to do. So I definitely love that and hope to do a whole lot of that next year after all this music is out. And then in addition to, you know, releasing the singles, I'm trying my best to sort of bulk up my online presence and my online, material so that people can find me even if I'm not in their town. At least I'll show up on their screen. So I am trying a whole lot within the next several months to continue to, you know, find people through that. And that way I know where to go. You know, when we hit them on the tour, it's like we want to know where to go. And so if a whole bunch of people are listening here in Colorado, then I don't have to travel too far. But if a lot of people are listening around other parts of the country, then we might have to pack up the van and get on the road, you know. So
what do you have a particular venue in mind that you think you would fit best at it once you get to this stage? Festivals, arenas, pubs, coffee shops, what are you leaning towards?
In an ideal world, I currently do a lot of sort of the pub, brewery, coffee shop setting. And so I feel like right now I can live in that space pretty comfortably. But in an ideal situation, I'd like to be moving up into some larger spaces for a little bit more upbeat for a more upbeat show mm-hmm. and a more, you know, energy driven show. And like, you can get like a lot of intimate acoustic moments and build a lot of really beautiful connections through that. But I feel like I've kind of been doing that. So I'm excited to do something new and maybe build up into some larger spaces that, basically, but I'll just tell you, anybody who will have me, I'll say yes. I'll go. Just sign me up. Yeah. If you ask, I'll be there. So yeah. I'm not really in a position to say, you know, no. I'm a yes man at the moment, and I am excited about that. So.
And you'd like to do this with your band, or is this still in your mind? You would be doing a lot of these as a solo.
I would like to be putting together some musicians to take people on the road. For those bigger shows, it's just more, like I said, I'm just partial to the energy that a band brings. But if somebody said, hey, Racine, you want to come play and, you know, just bring your guitar, I'm like, all right, well, that's easy enough, you know,
right.
Sure, I'll be there. So, I know it sounds like I'm not really answering the question, but I really am at this moment, just excited about any opportunity I'm given to play and in whatever form that looks like. And it's just, you know, that's just fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a good time.
So how can people find you? How do you like to communicate with your fan base? What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, I think any way that they like, I'll probably be there. If they like, you know, if you're somebody who loves social media, absolutely, I'm there. I'm on all of them. I've got them all. If you're somebody who doesn't like social media so much, I have a website, racingparker.com, and you can find me there, and I'll send you an email every now and then when I've got a new song coming out. Sure. I won't bombard the inbox, but I'll let you know when I've got exciting things going on. If you don't like the internet at all, you just find a way to give me your address. I'll send you a postcard. I'll send you a carrier pigeon. We will find a way to stay connected.
Yeah.
But I think those are probably the primary ways. And if you're, you know, somebody who streams your music, you can find me. You just type my name into your favorite streaming service search bar and I'll pop right up. There I am. So
yeah, that's so cool. Good. Well, this is exciting. It's fun to talk to somebody with kind of the front end of what seems like a really cool career on the way. And so I'm really excited for you, and I appreciate you taking the time to share a little bit of your story with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and I'm happy to chat anytime. You just give me a call.
Awesome. Cool. Thanks, Racine.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.